This is Health Matters with a report on the recent science of sugar-sweetened beverages. We'll return to our series on hormone disruptors in the coming weeks.
Since 2001, there have been over 60 scientific studies aimed at determining whether sugar-sweetened beverages play a role in obesity or diabetes. 26 of these studies found no link at all between drinking sugary beverages and diabetes or obesity. All 26 studies were funded by the sugar-sweetened beverage industry, or by people with ties to the industry. The independently funded studies, 34 of them, did find a link.
The industry sponsorship of the bias studies was exposed by an MD professor, Dean Schillinger, of the University of California, San Francisco Division of Internal Medicine. Schillinger was a strong supporter of a soda tax for San Francisco.
San Francisco was the first city in the nation to require that display ads for sugary drinks carry the warning that these drinks carry a risk of obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay.
Dr. Schillinger was also an expert witness in a lawsuit challenging the law. The industry lawsuit claimed that the warning was misleading and a violation of free speech. The industry's challenge was defeated in a federal district court. The judge ruled that the law simply required the industry to disclose accurate information about their products. He said there was an ample scientific evidence that sugar-sweetened beverages are a significant source of calories and contribute to health problems.
The beverage industry went all out to defeat efforts to warn consumers about the health threats posed by sugary drinks. Last October, the industry spent over $23 million to defeat San Francisco's Proposition V, an ordinance that would require a cent per ounce tax on sugar-sweetened beverages, the most money ever spent in San Francisco to defeat a ballot measure.
Despite all the industry's investment, the soda and sugary beverage tax measure was approved last November. And though it's likely the industry will continue to accumulate wealth by making people sick, you have to hope the tax and the health warnings will make a difference. Diabetes and obesity rates are high in the Bay Area, especially among the Latino and Black populations.
Studies have also found a link between sugary drinks and rheumatoid arthritis, especially in women. And studies have documented a link to heart disease. So you do have to hope that people will finally get it that sugary drinks can lead to major health problems. But habits are hard to break, and sugary drinks are a habit, one that seems justified during hot weather.
Water is often suggested as the best alternative, and it is cheaper too, but there are other alternatives, like watermelon. Just eating a slice or two quenches your thirst, or put some in a blender for a watermelon slushie.
The nutrition in watermelon is impressive. It's true that watermelons are 92% water, but even so, the fruit is loaded with nutrients, including significant levels of vitamin A, B6, and C, and antioxidants and amino acids. Watermelon is fat-free, low in sodium, and has only 40 calories per cup.
Pure coconut water is another refreshing drink that packs a lot of nutrients. It's not exactly low cost, but if you're prepared to spend money on a sugary drink, you better be off spending it on pure coconut water. You'll get fewer ounces for your dollars, but you'll get better hydration. Seriously, better hydration. And a lot more nutrition.
Like watermelon, pure coconut water is naturally sweet, so it satisfies that craving. At the same time, it's lower in calories than sugary drinks. It still has calories, however, so it shouldn't be guzzled like water.
It's easy to see why coconut water is one of the recent health crazes. It's fat-free and cholesterol-free. It has more potassium than four bananas. It's easily digested and provides electrolytes.
But don't get confused, coconut water with coconut milk, because it's a very rich, high-fat drink, saturated fat at that. And be sure to go for pure coconut water. Flavored varieties often has added sugar and are no better for you than other sugary beverages.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potent, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Nation Richards, Toshana Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.